Mike Barilla played with the Eagles for 3 seasons. He left after 1976 to play with Tampa Bay for 1 season, and then he turned his back on football altogether. He became a tax lawyer, then a mortgage banker. He raised 4 sons. All that time, he never talked about his time on the gridiron.
My oldest son was getting older, and he was starting to ask me about it, because I'd never talked to him about it. There was this movie that came out, Invincible, and in there they have pictures of me getting sacked. They use video. And he goes, "Dad, I don't understand. Why did you quit so early?"
Greg Gordon rolling out to the right.
You have to look fast to see Barilla's number 10 jersey in the 2006 film Invincible, starring Mark Wahlberg as the rookie Vince Papale. Barilla has not appeared in any football documentaries, any football tributes. He's never been interviewed for highlight reels. When he left, he really left. Football was dead to him.
I was an All-American quarterback at Stanford University.
Barilla's previous life in football is now coming to the stage at Plays and Players Theater in Philadelphia's Rittenhouse Square. At 62 years old, this is the playwright's first production.
And because I was the quarterback, they always had me show around the quarterback recruits.
And that's when you go down to the... bring it down. Yeah.
That other voice that you're hearing there is Daniel Student. He's the director of the piece, and they're in rehearsal. Barilla lives in Denver, and he cold-called Student in Philadelphia to ask if he would produce a musical comedy he had just written called Eagles Belong Where They Can Fly. The first thing Student did was Google Mike Barilla's name to find out just who he was. And then he read the script, and honestly, he wasn't that impressed. But he saw potential.
In the script that he sent me, there were these little nuggets, these little paragraphs that he gave to a narrator that seemed to be very personal stories, the kind of thing you couldn't make up about his life in football.
Student kept in a lot of stuff about how Barilla had to have his ankles taped in the locker room before games and how he had to babysit new recruits at Stanford. But he wanted to reimagine the material into a monologue, a 75-minute love letter to football called The Disappearing Quarterback. At 6'3", with hands that could palm a watermelon, Barilla was a natural quarterback, but he never felt entirely comfortable with football.
I had to make a decision about how.
In this part of the play, Barilla recalls a night when a bunch of All-American players were flown to Chicago for a photo session at the Playboy Club. Just as that party started heating up, Barilla made a quick exit.
So I took a cab back to the hotel, and I spent the rest of the evening studying the book of Isaiah alone in my hotel room. That's how I pretty much made it through pro football.
Barilla used his faith to navigate his professional football career, and ultimately it was that faith that caused him to leave.
The reason why I left was I felt the Lord was telling me to leave and not look back.
And there was another nagging worry on his mind, his health. Barilla had suffered 3 serious concussions playing football.
They called a concussion getting dinged.
Dinged.
Dinged. That was the word they used. I remember a coach going, "Mike, it's no big deal. You just got dinged."
Over the past 35 years, Barilla has seen his former teammates and rivals topple from long-term injuries like chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, Lou Gehrig's disease, a life of 12 hours of constant medical care 7 days a week. Even though Barilla spent just 5 years in the NFL, his director at Plays and Players Theater, Daniel Student, says you can see the damage.
The show is on the 3rd floor of our theater, and we're a historic 102-year-old building without an elevator, so the man walks up and down the steps, and you can see it when he walks up and down the steps.
Barilla was not part of the recent lawsuit many former players brought against the National Football League to address post-traumatic health concerns from years of play. A recent study by Harvard University shows the average lifespan of an NFL player is 55 years. Barilla is now 62.
I am the primary caretaker of my son with Down syndrome. I've been actively involved in raising our four sons. If I had been brutalized by pro football, like so many of these quarterbacks have, I wouldn't be able to raise them. And in a lot of cases, some of the guys I played with are dead, and they died 10 years ago.
This play, The Disappearing Quarterback, opens this weekend. During its run, some of Barilla's former Eagles teammates, Charlie Young and Kevin Riley, will attend a post-performance talk. For The Pulse, I'm Peter Crimmins.